Welcome to Common Sense Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain. From rural poverty to Princeton and Vanderbilt, from GED to PhD. Join this amazing woman as she sits down with thought leaders to discuss the issues facing us today and how we can use common sense to solve them. And now, here's your host, nationally recognized speaker, cited by the Supreme Court, political appointments by two presidents, award-winning author, Dr. Carol Swain.
Hello, folks. I'm so excited. My guest today is Yvette Hampton. She's one of the producers of a feature-length documentary on homeschooling. It's titled Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution. This film is currently in post-production. Yvette and her husband Garrett are California natives. A few years ago, they sold all their possessions, packed up their two daughters, and embarked on a cross-country journey. And on this journey, they have interviewed education experts, curriculum developers, homeschooling parents, and people like me. Their forthcoming film is designed to encourage and equip as well as grow the more than 2 million families associated with the homeschooling network. I met Yvette last year when they were in the Nashville-Franklin area of Tennessee. Hello, Yvette.
Well, hi, Carol. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me what you have been up to since you left Nashville.
Oh, wow. We have been up to a lot, actually. Our time in Nashville was about, we had been filming for the movie for about a year and a half. And so our time in Nashville was the end of our production phase of the movie. So you were one of the last interviews that we were able to capture while we were there. And so since then, we've actually moved on to post-production. And now we are in the process of a couple of different things. The main thing, of course, being that we're putting together the movie now. We're when I say we, I mean my husband, Garrett, who's directed the movie. He is compiling a rough cut of the movie now and going through all the hours and hours of interview footage we have and B-roll and stuff and putting it all together into an actual documentary. So that's been a lot of fun. And in the process of doing that, I'm working on the other end with fundraising and doing a new podcast that we've got coming out. We've got a new membership site coming out. And everything that we do, like you said, is to encourage and equip homeschool families. So we have been a busy bunch over here.
And where are you living currently?
Right now, we are in the Savannah, Georgia area. This is not home for us. Like you said, we are from California. And so we have spent the last year and a half, almost 2 years traveling. And we are still honestly praying about where the Lord is going to settle us down. We're not exactly sure where we're going to land permanently, but hopefully soon we will figure that out.
Now, can you tell our listeners what have been your greatest challenges as you've been on this journey to investigate the homeschooling environment?
Wow, that's a good question. It has actually gone much smoother, I think, than we thought that it would go as far as finding people to interview and just relating to the homeschool community. It's been very interesting to travel from the West Coast. When we first started filming, we started in California. We moved up to Portland, Oregon, and to Washington State and did several interviews in those states. And then we traveled across the country and we headed east and ended up in Georgia. And we've interviewed people in between all of those states. And so we have gotten a really great feel for what the homeschool community was like. And we weren't exactly sure if homeschooling was the same, you know, from coast to coast and everywhere in between, but we have found the homeschooling community to be so welcoming and supportive of our family and of this movie and just of each other as a whole. And probably, you know, the biggest challenge that we have faced personally would be that we are currently living in a 29-foot travel trailer, and so it's quite small. We went from our 5-bedroom house in California to this little teeny tiny travel trailer. So the practicality of living in a small trailer has been a little bit hard on our family, but we are still very blessed by what God has provided for us. So that's been probably the biggest challenge. As far as the movie, we actually thought that it would be more challenging to find people who were opposed to homeschooling. And we haven't found that. We've done several street interviews with people and we continue to ask people, you know, what they think about the current education system and about homeschooling. And we expected that many people would say, oh, homeschooling is a terrible idea, or, you know, homeschool kids are unsocialized, and give all the negative feedback that people often have. And we have not found that to be true. We have actually found the complete opposite. And so, as strange as it sounds, it's been challenging to find people who are opposed to homeschooling, because we were thinking we wanted that side of it for the movie. And we've gotten maybe a teeny tiny bit of that. But overall, I think our country has really seen the benefits of parents educating their children at home. And on the flip side of that, they've also seen that public education is really on a decline right now, academically, morally, and so many different ways. And so more and more people are starting to open their eyes and see that homeschooling really is a good option.
And Yvette, I know that one of the things that you have stressed in your literature is that the film is not anti-public school, nor is it anti-government.
Sure. You know, we know that homeschooling is not an option for every single person. We know that there are many people who they don't have the opportunity to homeschool for whatever reason. And so we know that it's necessary sometimes to put your child in public school. However, we do believe that if your child is in a public school, that it is imperative that parents know what their children are being taught. And if the public school is teaching something that is contrary to what the parents believe that they want their children to be taught, those parents need to be prepared Yes. to undo what it is that their children are being taught. And, you know, quite honestly, we have found that it would almost take just as much time to undo all of the things that their children are being taught than it would be to just simply bring them home and school them from home. However, like I said, I know that that's not always practical for everybody. So we are not necessarily anti-public school. We just really feel that it's very important that parents are very involved with their kids' schools, and that they are very aware of what their children are being indoctrinated with, and able to come back and combat that with their children, especially when it comes to things that are, you know, of a religious nature or a Christian nature. And so, yes, and yes. Definitely not anti-government. I mean, we certainly believe that, you know, parents, children, Christians should be part of the government. We need more Christians in government. Right. And as a matter of fact, the homeschool community, there are many, many different organizations that are training homeschool kids specifically. And sometimes they're not training just homeschool kids. Sometimes they give the opportunity to kids, whether the homeschooled, public school, private school, whatever. But it seems that the majority of those kids are part of a homeschool family. But they're being trained and taught to be involved in government leadership at a very young age. And I think it's wonderful.
Yes, I know that there are many programs set up to teach young people about the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And the conservative parents, the homeschoolers, they seem to be taking the lead in this area.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And we need to take a break right now. When we return, I would like for you to talk about some of the politics surrounding homeschooling. I know that there are people that are opposed to homeschooling, and they believe that in some ways it certainly threatens their agenda for our children. So
sure.
When we return from the break, will be our topic.
Did you know that Dr. Swain is a member of the National Speakers Association and has spoken to groups of all sizes all over the United States? She would be happy to share her testimony at your college, church, or next business meeting. You can find out more about her story and how she went from GED to PhD from rural poverty to the halls of Princeton and Vanderbilt. Go to carolmswain.net or bethepeopletv.com.
We are back with Yvette Hampton. She is the host and also the producer of a forthcoming film titled Homeschool Rocked. It's about the homeschooling movement. And before the break, Yvette, I was about to ask you, what have been some of the political challenges? Because we both know that there are plenty of people who are opposed to homeschooling. They see it as a threat.
Sure. That's a good question. You know, I know that the public school system gets paid for every student that sits in a seat on a given day. So much so that if your child is absent for a reason, you know, last year, I remember when the solar eclipse came out, there was a student whose dad had taken him out of school so that he could see the eclipse. And this dad and his son both got reprimanded by the school because the student was out. Now his dad was doing something that was educational for his son and taking him out of school to see something that was, you know, very exciting and educational. But the school system didn't like that because for every day that a child is taken out of the classroom, the school doesn't get paid for that child. And so I know just financially, homeschooling can be a big hit on the government and on the public school systems. But also, you know, schools have an agenda and they don't want parents to get in the way of their agenda. And it should be the complete opposite. It should be that parents don't want the government or the public school system to get in the way of their agenda. Parents are parents. They need to be the ones who are training up their children, who are speaking, you know, into the hearts of their children all day long. You know, when they rise, when they sit, when they go to bed, parents should be the ones who are there and teaching their kids their values and their morals. And instead, it has somewhat shifted where parents are giving up that right and those responsibilities to someone else and saying, hey, you train my children in the way that you want them to go. And many parents have lost that.
Well, one of the reasons that we connected last year was because of my co-authored book, Abduction, mm-hmm. How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds. The whole motivation that propelled me and my co-author to write the book was our concerns about the indoctrination of mm-hmm. our children, not just in public schools, but also in private schools
sure.
and at the college and university level. It's pretty clear that there's a liberal left agenda, and part of its goal is to pull young people away from Judeo-Christian values and principles.
Yes, yes. And it doesn't seem to be going all that well for our society, does it? You know, you take God out of everything. You take God out of the public schools, and you take him out of all the history books, and you take him out of science. You know, we've often talked about when children are learning science. You know, we are a Christian family, and so when we teach our girls, we want them to learn science through the lens of Scripture. We want them to understand that God is the creator of everything. And when you teach science apart from its creator, you're not really teaching science.
Well, and when you teach science as a homeschooler, do you also teach evolution as something that your child will encounter at some point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's very important that they know both sides of it. But we, of course, teach creation as truth. You know, this is what the world says. This is how the world says that we came to be. And this is how God says that we came to be. So absolutely, it's important for kids to know both sides of it. But the public schools don't teach both sides of it, of course. They only teach the one side that they know, you know, and the same for history. If you're going to teach history to your children, history starts in the beginning. In the beginning, God created, and that's the beginning of history. But schools don't teach that. They teach history beginning, you know, when they want it to begin. And so kids are not actually being educated fully in the way that they should be educated because they're missing parts of that puzzle. And it's not working out very well. You look at where our society is in so many ways. One of the things that we tell our children all the time is that sin causes pain, but obedience brings blessing. And when we are teaching things and doing things that are contrary to God's word, we're going to have pain. And our society, I mean, there's always been pain, of course, since, you know, Adam and Eve, but our society is experiencing great amounts of pain right now because we have turned our hearts away from what God says is true and what God says is right.
Are there any non-Christian homeschoolers, homeschooling parents who were interviewed in the film?
You know, almost everyone that we have interviewed, that we've intentionally interviewed, have been Christian or Catholic or, you know, some sort of Christian ethics. However, we have interviewed several people, and like I said, we've done street interviews, and so we've interviewed several people who are not Christians, who are just people on the street. And so we do have a good mix of those. But the experts and the families that we have interviewed, for the most part, have all been Christian families.
Can you tell our audience how the homeschooling curriculums have evolved? And we talked a little bit about evolution and creation. Within the
sure.
curriculum, is it laid out in such a way that a homeschooled child would be able to enter an environment with people that were educated in a secular system and be able to hold their own mm-hmm. by understanding what they believe as well as what is being taught in the secular curriculum?
That question is a little bit hard for me to answer, only because my girls are still both elementary age. So we've not gotten all the way through the junior high and high school years. So I've not been through that curriculum myself yet. However, we have interviewed several people who have taken their kids all the way from, you know, kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. Their kids have gone on to college, and to, you know, some of them to private colleges and some of them to secular colleges, and done very, very well. Connie Albers is one of them. Connie was a mom of five children, and all five of her children were homeschooled from kindergarten through 12th grade. She graduated all of them from high school, and then all five of them went on to go on to the same secular university in Florida. They all graduated from that university, and they did very, very well. And they are all now, thriving in their adult life. And that has been the story over and over again. Typically, homeschool students are very, very well prepared for life after high school.
I would agree. I've encountered a number of homeschooled students over the years at universities, and they have been able to hold their own. And in many cases, they excelled.
Yes, yes. And we actually very intentionally interviewed some different college faculty, including yourself, because it's one of the fears that parents have of homeschooling is that their kids are not going to be prepared for college or well-equipped for adult life. And we've actually seen the complete opposite of that. And that's not to say, of course, that kids coming out of public school and private schools are not well-equipped either. But homeschools, for the most part across the board, are very well-equipped for life after high school.
And Yvette, if someone wanted to learn more about homeschooling, is there a book or a film other than your own that you would recommend?
Oh, that's a great question. We actually, Schoolhouse Rocked is the first movie of its kind. There was an excellent documentary that came out several years ago. I think it was 2011, and it was called Indoctrination, and that was put out by Colin Gunn. That was an excellent documentary, but that one was more focused on kind of the demise of public schools. It was not so much a pro-homeschool documentary. And so ours is kind of the opposite of that, where ours is a pro-homeschool documentary, and that's really what we focus on, is the benefits of homeschooling and basically kind of debunk all of those negative stereotypes and misconceptions that people have of homeschoolers. As far as books, gosh, there's one I know by Israel Wayne, and I think it is called something like 25 Questions Homeschool Parents Ask or something like that. I'm sorry, I don't know the title of it off the top of my head, but Israel Wayne, and we've interviewed him. Garrett has read that book, and he's raved about it to many people. I know that's an excellent book. And there are several. We actually are in the process right now of putting together on the schoolhouserocked.com website resources for parents to go to so that they can have questions answered and all those questions that they may have. And the movie really is intended to do that as well. So the one from Israel I know is an excellent book that people can look up. But then our website, as we're working hard on it, we'll have more and more opportunities for people to learn more about homeschooling.
We will be back in a minute with Yvette Hampton to finish our interview.
Hello, folks. We hope you're enjoying this latest Common Sense Conversation with Dr. Carol Swain. For her latest commentary and updates, join the 68,000 people who follow her on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/PROF, Carol M. Swain. Go to Twitter, @ Carol M. Swain, or on LinkedIn and Instagram, @ PROF Swain. Make sure to follow the show and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
I'm back with our guest, Yvette Hampton. She is the host and producer of a forthcoming film, Schoolhouse Rocked, about homeschooling. Yvette, before we end our interview, can you tell the listeners how they can learn more about the film, and if they want to help you in this endeavor, where can they get more information?
Absolutely. Thank you. Schoolhouserocked.com, and there's an ED at the end of that. Schoolhouserocked.com is the best place to find us. They can go on the website, and as soon as you pop onto the front page of the website, you can see the official trailer that we have out so far. We will have more coming out soon, but the first official trailer for the documentary as well as you can sign up for our newsletter, and that will give access to 4 interviews that we've done so far for the movie. And those are just exclusive interviews that are for those who have signed up for our mailing list. And there's also an opportunity on there to give. We're, like I said, in the process of fundraising. We still have quite a lot of funds to raise in order to get this movie all the way to production. We actually plan to do a release in theaters across the country in early summer of 2019, so about a year from now. And so we're still fundraising to get all of that done, and knowing and trusting that God's going to provide for that. So if anyone feels led to help get us there, then you can go on to that part of the website as well. And we are also on Facebook. So Schoolhouse Rocked on Facebook, you can find us there. And we post different things on there and different lots and lots of encouragement on there, different articles from several different people, as well as contests and things like that we have going on.
Thank you so much, Yvette, for spending time with us. And one of the things that I did not ask you about to share with our audience is that you and your husband both have backgrounds in film.
Actually, just Garrett has a background in film. Garrett worked in the Hollywood film industry for many years as a motion control technician, and loved it, but was not super passionate about the Hollywood film industry. And it took him away from our family a lot. He traveled quite a lot. And so he decided it was time to stop working for Hollywood and start working for himself and his family. And so that's why we're doing what we're doing.
I just wanted to make sure the listeners knew that you were experts and not novices.
Yes.
Out there.
Oh, no. Garrett definitely is. He's worked in film and entertainment for the past 20 years. So he knows what he's doing. He has an IMDb page you can go to and look at Garrett Hampton, and it shows all his credits and all the fun things that he's worked on over the past years.
Well, I wish you much success with this venture.
Thank you.
And I will be praying and also encouraging people to support this film, Homeschool Rocked.
Thank you so much, Carol. We so appreciate it, and we are very thrilled to have you as part of the Schoolhouse Rocked cast.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Common Sense Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain. Did you know that Dr. Swain is the author or editor of 8 books? The second edition of her book, Debating Immigration, will be released this August. The work is a collection of 20 thought-provoking essays written by some of the world's leading experts and preeminent scholars that explores the nuances of contemporary immigration in the United States and Europe. Pre-order your copy today of Debating Immigration or pick up one of her other works at Amazon.com. Make sure to follow her on Twitter and Facebook, and please subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio.